I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. According to legend, George Washington once threw a silver dollar across the Potomac River. Sad to say, it never happened. Couldn't have happened. I'll tell you why later in this show. But first, let's talk about silver dollars, or dollar coins, and why they may soon be big news. There is a move afoot in Washington to force us to use dollar coins. How? By doing away with dollar bills. Congress has been debating this issue for over 25 years with little progress until now. Lobbyists on both sides of the issue are stepping up their efforts. In favor of dropping the dollar bill and going to the coin are metal mining companies, vending machine companies, mass transit companies, and casinos. Opposed are paper manufacturers, ink manufacturers, armored car companies who fear the extra weight, and clothing manufacturers who think they'll have to make stronger and more expensive pockets if people start carrying around a lot more of those heavy coins. The Government Accountability Office says it could save a ton of money if we switched from paper dollars to dollar coins, about $5 billion in the next 25 years. Though it costs more to mint coins than paper money, a coin lasts virtually forever, and a dollar bill lasts 3.5 years. Ex-Arizona Congressman Jim Colby, one of the main advocates for the coin, points out that most of the other countries in this hemisphere have already made the move, and he says it's time for us to do the same. Would it work? Well, it hasn't so far. The government has tried to force us to use dollar coins in the past. The Susan B. Anthony dollar was a disaster. People complained they got them confused with quarters. In the recent presidential series of dollar coins, the government has over a billion of them sitting unused and unwanted in their vaults. When I was a kid, half-dollar coins were just as common as quarters are today. But the half became unpopular in the 1970s, and you seldom see one now. If we voluntarily gave up the half-dollar, why would we voluntarily start using the dollar coin? Short answer, we wouldn't. Unless we were forced to because we could no longer get $1 bills. And that is exactly the plan advocated by the dollar coin fans. Quit making $1 bills, quit replacing them when they wear out, and force us to use either the dollar coin or four quarters? Obviously, we treasure hunters would benefit from the move. In a few years, we'd be picking up dollar coins all over the place. Since they're made of a unique formulation of copper, zinc, manganese, and nickel, I'm sure they would ring in with their own ID on metal detectors. I've never swung my detector over one. If you have, let me know what you get. And now back to the George Washington story. That story about throwing the dollar over the Potomac originated many years after it supposedly occurred, and it was first told by Washington's step-grandson. There are several reasons it couldn't have happened. First, there were no silver dollars when Washington was young. He was 62 years old when the first silver dollar was minted. Second, the Potomac is a full mile wide. That would be quite a throw. Third, at the age this momentous event was said to have occurred, Washington lived near the Rappahannock River, not the Potomac. There's another story that he threw a piece of shale, about the size of a large coin, across the Rappahannock when he was young, and that's entirely possible. The Rappahannock is just 250 feet wide, one-fourth as wide as the Potomac. And in 1936, on George Washington's birthday, baseball star pitcher Walter Johnson did throw a silver dollar across the Rappahannock, clearing the opposite bank by a good 20 feet. So the question becomes, did George Washington have a pitching arm nearly as powerful as Walter Johnson's? That's one argument I'm not going to touch. Thanks for listening, and for more articles about metal detecting, visit my book website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.